This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Waqas Al-Siddiq. He's a PhD and the founder and CEO of Biotricity, a developer of advanced remote cardiac monitoring technology. Dr. Al-Siddiq, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to finding out all the details on what you offer through Biotricity. So for starters, what is Biotricity's mission? Let's start there.
So Biotricity, as a company, we founded and started it really to provide a horizontal remote patient monitoring solution that basically crossed chronic conditions. So you've got, in today's marketplace, a number of companies, but they're very siloed. They're focused in a particular disease segment, so just diabetes, just cardiac. So Biotricity's mission was to build a platform that really was across chronic conditions so that we could service and deliver diagnostic and monitoring solutions to individuals so that they could manage their condition, but be disease agnostic. So, you know, not just cardiac, but going beyond and hitting more, you know, all of the chronic conditions that exist today.
Excellent, and we certainly appreciate what you're doing in the space and for bringing your products to the marketplace. Now, what is the problem that Biotricity is actually solving? Get into some of those highlights there.
So there are two key problems in the remote monitoring world today. So in healthcare, we talk about monitoring, but most of it is actually passive recording. So one of the key things that we look at Biotricity is how do we monitor individuals in a clinical, in a diagnostic setting where we're collecting clinical data, but in an intelligent way. So if there is a problem, if there's an anomaly, we can actually alert someone. So that is a problem A, that there is a lack of connectivity when we talk about remote monitoring. The second piece of it is when you're collecting monitoring data, there's tons and tons of data. So how do you synthesize this data and produce it in a way where it's clinically relevant to the physician? So we are doing those two key elements. So collecting the data, if there's an issue, we send it out to a call center or EMS or are able to alert. So it's intelligent monitoring. And then summarizing all of this information and really providing it to the physician so that they can focus on the clinically relevant pieces. Because if you're monitoring somebody for, you know, 30 days, there's only a subset of that is actually applicable. And you don't want to bog down a physician's time by giving him this huge analysis report when they really are only interested in the key components.
And that's certainly a big time saver right there. Now, how does Biotricity benefit the doctor and their patients? Take that further. I could see some of the benefits already.
For sure. So let's talk about, you know, we've been talking a little bit abstract. Let's talk about a specific product, right? So the cardiac product that we have launched in April of last year officially, that product is for high-risk cardiac patients. So currently what happens is these patients are typically using something called a Holter monitor, which is basically records their data, and then they take it off, and then they mail the device back or they return it to the doctor. He downloads the data, and then he gets a report, you know, a few days later. If there's any kind of event or any kind of emergency that occurs, nobody is alerted. So the BioFlux, what it does is it's got its built-in cellular technology. It's a one-piece solution, so you're not dependent on a cell phone. You're not dependent on an app. You're not dependent on anything. If it detects an anomaly, it transmits. So we've saved many lives. So what happens is if there is an emergency situation that occurs, the device catches it, takes a snapshot of that data, transmits it to a call center. You have ECG technicians that look at the data, verify that it's a result, and then they deal with emergency response. So for for the patient, it's creating two key benefits. One is peace of mind, obviously, that you're monitoring if there's an emergency and it can actually save your life. And two, it's providing faster diagnosis. You're not waiting for this data to, you know, return the device, download the data, then get the report to the doctor. If the device catches an issue and the doctor can diagnose you faster, he will diagnose you faster. So if you're on a 7-day program, but it catches what you're, you know, the issue in day three, you're not waiting for 7 days. So that is a key benefit to the patient. For the doctor, what it's doing is it's doing a similar thing in terms of reducing the time for the diagnostic. It's creating a better quality of care, and it's also increasing the probability of catching an issue without creating patient risk. So doctors always want more data. A lot of the issues that they're trying to diagnose on patients, especially in heart disease, are intermittent. So you can't actually catch the issue, you know, maybe in day one. Your chances are maybe 5 to 10%. The longer you go, the higher the probability of catching the issue, so you can actually treat the patient. But the doctor also doesn't want to create unnecessary risk by saying, okay, now the patient's out for 14 days and they could have a massive event and end up with a heart attack or a stroke. So they're always trying to manage this thing. What our device does, it removes that issue of time. They can put the device on for 30 days and they know that, hey, if there's an emergency, they'll be alerted. And if the device detects it on day five, they can call the patient back in. So those are the two key benefits to the doctor and the patient.
Well, I'd say those are some huge benefits right there. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth15 at checkout on eunatural.com. Again, that's eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Waqas Al-Siddiq. He is the founder and CEO of Biotricity, a developer of advanced remote cardiac monitoring technology. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Heart Health and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, let's zero in on some of the products here. How do the Biotricity BioFlux and BioCentrix products work?
Excellent question. So the BioFlux is a diagnostic device. So it's prescribed to you by a cardiologist or general practitioner or internal doc, where you're coming in, you're complaining of a palpitation or some issue. They think it could be an underlying cardiac issue. So they prescribe our device. It's, you know, Medicare insurance reimbursable, so there's no cost to the patient. And the patient basically hangs it around their neck. It's got three little wires that connect to your chest, and you put your shirt on, and you basically wear this device, 23 hours, 1 hour for charging, unless the doctor prescribes it differently. And it's just recording your ECG continuously, three different channels of it. And then anytime it detects an issue, it opens up its built-in cellular modem, transmits that data, sends it to a call center. There you have ECG technicians 24/7 looking at this data. If they detect an issue, what they will then do is they will look at the physician notes, because the physician will determine what are the actions that have to be taken, and they take those actions. Some of that is, you know, calling the physician and asking them. Some of it is sending the report to a hospital and getting the patient, lined up with EMS. So that's how the BioFlux works. It's really about diagnostics and looking for arrhythmias, like atrial fibrillation, tachy ventricular issues, and anything electrically wrong with your heart. It is basically analyzing that data in real time, and if something happens while you're on the device, it alerts somebody. So that's what the BioFlux does. The BioCentrix we're developing and launching to take the BioFlux technology and put it into a package that's available for individual patients. So think of like a diabetic, right? Diabetic has a glucometer, they can check their blood sugar, and they can manage their condition. Cardiac patients don't have anything. So the idea with the BioCentrix is we're going to take our BioFlux technology, which is designed to diagnose a patient, and simplify it and put it in the hands of a consumer who's, once they've been diagnosed, so post-diagnosis, they can manage their condition. So let's say you're on a pill, or let's say the doctor's under observation and you're supposed to, you know, adjust your lifestyle, eat more oatmeal, you know, all of the things that our doctors are always telling us. you now have a device that you can check and wear, you know, once a week or twice a week, and you'll see, are your numbers improving or not improving? And that allows really this engagement to occur, because one of the biggest issues about getting individuals to change and make better choices is to give them a feedback loop. And for cardiac patients, which is the number one killer, that feedback loop is missing. So that's the focus of BioCentrics. How do we take our diagnostic technology, we simplify it, give it to the patient, and now they can watch and see how the electrical activity of their heart is either staying the same or getting worse or getting better.
Now, another question for you out of curiosity: with the increase in stress and anxiety related to the COVID-19 pandemic, how can Biotricity reduce these problems?
So one of the things that COVID-19 has obviously accelerated a couple things. So there's obviously been a rise of heart attacks, which is very unfortunate, and strokes, because patients are so anxious about contracting COVID-19 that they're not going into the hospital and they're kind of toughing it out, but they're actually having an event. And so the BioFlux, because it's real-time monitoring, it's actually a fantastic solution, and we're working with hospitals now and a number of clinics to allow these patients to basically sit at home and be self-isolated, yet still have a monitor that is actively monitoring them so that if there is an emergency, it can be alerted. So, you know, if you're in the hospital and you're post-procedure, you can actually be discharged early with the BioFlux because, again, the BioFlux is monitoring. So you can reduce the risk of COVID-19. You can self-isolate and promote self-isolation without creating a risk for the patient, because that's ultimately the big deal, right? If you put them on a passive monitor and you send them home, well, now if they have an event, no one's alerted. So I'll give you a very perfect use case. Some of these events happen at night. I mean, just yesterday there was a patient that the BioFlux caught, their heart stopped for 6 seconds. They ended up getting into the hospital. They got a pacemaker, and it saved their life. So, you know, in that scenario, if you've got patients like that, you can get them sitting at home, reduce the risk of COVID-19 while maintaining the quality of care.
Absolutely awesome what you have in place through Biotricity. And again, we really appreciate your introducing what you're doing to the audience as well. Where can folks find Biotricity products near them, or how can they be purchased?
Yeah, so the BioFlux is available through a cardiologist or interventional cardiologist or electrophysiologist. We have got doctors all around the country that use our product. A patient can ask them if they're being prescribed a monitor, if they have the BioFlux. If the doctor doesn't, they can be connected to us, and we can basically turn around an order to the doctor almost instantly. So that's not a problem. We are also in the works and in the process of launching a telemedicine solution later this year. So patients will be able to just download our app and speak to a cardiologist and get a prescription, which is going to be and it can get shipped to their home. So that's going to be a fantastic solution to just, you know, make our products more and more available. And the BioCentrics is going to be released next year, and that can be purchased through our website. And we will be doing a pre-order campaign on that.
And yes, that website is biotricity.com. Dr. Al Sadiq, before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we conclude today?
Yeah, I mean, I would just kind of summarize, you know, what our mission is, what our goal is. You know, we think that, you know, cardiac disease is the number one killer, but not just the issue with cardiac disease. You know, you've got kidney disease, diabetes, all of these other illnesses. And, you know, our commitment at Biotricity and what we're trying to focus on, and especially COVID-19 has accelerated this, is this idea of patients sitting from home, they're mobile, they're moving around. How do you create the safety net? And really, you create the safety net for these patients by creating devices that are connected, that are not dependent on cell phones, that can collect the data and actually alert the appropriate individuals in case there's an emergency, and bring all of this, you know, within the realm of clinical relevance. So, you know, to be FDA approved, to be Medicare reimbursable, to be private insurance reimbursable. And that's really been our goal. And we think that, you know, despite what has transpired with recent events with COVID, I think it's going to be better for the patients. And I'm really excited about the future of healthcare. And I think we've really accelerated our path in the last 6 to 9 months on the importance of monitoring and giving individuals the comfort to live their life and yet still be have access to healthcare at their fingertips.
Certainly some great points made in conclusion. Again, Dr. Al-Sadiq, we thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio and certainly wish you continued success and all the best.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Waqas Al-Sadiq. He is the founder and CEO of Biotricity, a developer of advanced remote cardiac monitoring technology. And for further details, visit Biotricity.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.